Yes, he is.
Hi, is this Jeremy?
Yes.
Hi, Jeremy. It's Paul from Local Splash. We spoke earlier today regarding branding your business on Google. Did your employee come back with your truck?
Yep.
Good. Now, I know we were talking before, doing a website for you, doing Facebook ads, everything else. Did you have any questions for me before we get that set up?
No, not right now.
Okay, good. It's J1 Services LLC. Is that how you want the business branded on Google?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number you want your customers to call, right? The number you want on your website?
Yes, but I did have a question. If I was decided to change my number, would I just let you guys know and you guys
Absolutely.
Do everything?
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah, anything and everything can be updated at any point in time, whether it's a new phone number, if you want to add additional services, anything like that can be changed at any point. And your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you want your customers to know about online, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and that's kind of how Google expects it to be. You're providing a service. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out to your home, for example, and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days.
Yeah.
And then we never got your last name.
McCoy.
That's M-C, capital C-O-Y?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, like I said, most of the time, you just get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers call you directly. The website that we build will also have a contact form so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. Of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, if it's a business email, it will be listed physically on the website. People would see it. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden but still attached to that contact form. And, of course, Mr. McCoy, for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you from time to time. What is a good email address then, either for your business or for yourself?
J1ServicesLLC@gmail.com.
Okay, so basically the name of the business at gmail.com, definitely the business name. We'll list that email address physically on the website. And then when we reach out to you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. Emails, like I said, usually for longer pieces of information. But did you have any preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, all of those.
All of those are fine? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
There will be a little bit of redundancy built into our system here. If we call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, maybe send a text. And then it is just the $299. That's an out-the-door cost. There's no setup fee or anything like that. How did you want to take care of that initial investment? Credit or debit? What works best for you?
Credit.
Is it MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
On that particular card, Mr. McCoy, is it your name, the business name, or both?
This is my name.
Any middle initial?
K.
You said K?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. A Visa should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4453797220387703.
And then the expiration month and year?
0429.
04 of 2029. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
318.
318. So I've got 318, 318 on the back. I've got April or 04 of 2029 for the expiration date. Jeremy, was the card itself 44-53-79-72-20-38-77-03?
Yep.
Is that bill at 8354 Rocky Creek Drive?
Yes, sir.
And that's 32... 244.
Yep.
Okay. We have your name as Jeremy. Is that accurate?
No, Jeromey.
Jeromey.
Yes.
Okay, let me make sure that we've got that accurate. Now, one thing that I do need to do here, and this is because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we're waiving your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any point in time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then I'll also schedule your follow-up call. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert technicians will speak with you in greater detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Jeremy, if you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. That helps us build out the website and create all the additional content. Now, I do have that voice verification pulled up, and again, it's recorded, but stop me if you have a question. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
J1 Services LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jeremy McCoy, and the owner.
And Jeremy, as the owner of J1 Services, Mr. McCoy, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, Mr. McCoy, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. McCoy, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, with all the content that we'll be creating for J1 Services LLC, we certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Jeremy, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for the business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving the initial setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, with it being month to month, and of course with that website also being included at no cost, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 28th of April, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Again, that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no taxes, there's no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook paid ads are included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we are going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, the service can, if necessary, be paused seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge of the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. McCoy, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jeremy, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. That email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, pen, bro. Oh, my bad. Hold on 1 second.
No problem. No problem. Take your time. Just let me know when you're ready.
What it was.
So that toll-free number?
Yes, sir.
It's 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will, in fact, follow up with you within that same business day, unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will, in fact, be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Mr. McCoy, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Jeremy, you'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. We are booked out for the rest of the day, but we can do as early as, looks like, 10 o'clock tomorrow or as late as 6 o'clock. Looks like there's just about at least one spot available in between for every hour. Did you want something mid-morning, later on in the day, or maybe towards the very end of the day? We schedule by the hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer.
Okay. So we can do later on in the day.
So in the afternoon, there's a 5 o'clock or a 6 o'clock?
Let's try the 6.
6, okay. So it will be scheduled for tomorrow at 6. The call would get to you right at or maybe a minute or two after 6 o'clock, maybe a couple minutes at the very end of the day, but it would get out to you pretty close to 6 o'clock, get you off the phone pretty close to 6:30. It's a one-hour window for a call that typically takes half that time. At 5 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 6. I'm also in a minute or so here going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is just for your records. You don't need to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Oh, I did want to do one more thing here. Just a little bit of extra protection on the account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with J1 Services LLC, even if it is you and we recognize your voice, we may still, from time to time, ask for you to kind of verify the answer to the security question. Even more important, if it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if you start getting phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer as well as the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, you should not entertain that phone call. Mr. McCoy, if anyone ever tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that for sure wouldn't be us. You definitely wouldn't even want to ask them if they know that information, because they certainly wouldn't, and you wouldn't want to speak with them. Just politely get off that call. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and already attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states it only bills on the 28th, only for $2.99. It would never be even a penny more than that. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do the first pet name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
We're going to do Max.
Max, M-A-X. Okay.
Yeah.
You're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Hold on. Probably could have been the...
Let me refresh. Looks like you've gotten a few emails. One is the welcome email that does have your client login credentials for your tracking system. So that's an important one. It also has our client support information. Most of the emails do, and I've already given you that information. But the welcome email has your login credentials. Your tracking system will not be active until after we do your client interview, and maybe a day or so after that. But we will send you official confirmation by email and text when your tracking system is active. At any point in time, you can log in. Prior to that, you just might get a message saying that we're still trying to get everything set up. You can't change your username. It's in our system the same way. It's designed to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers, so there's no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. That means your username is simply 904-864-0206. You can change your password, but not your username. Right now, your password is MAPSPLASH. All lowercase, no space, MAPSPLASH. Again, all of that information is on your welcome email. You did get another email, one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So this helps us kind of expedite the process of, you know, kind of reassuring Google that you are an active business, a legitimate company, that you're in the area providing these services. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you can send our way does help. So photos of tools and equipment, photos of your service vehicle. Obviously, there's not a physical workplace where you park your work truck when you're not using it for work is perfect for that. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes.
It is. So you can send us that information. If you have a business card, take a picture of that. Again, there's a link on there that you can use to send us that information. Now, the one that I did want you to open up now, though, is the other one, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that invoice email, it's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yeah.
Okay. Click on the click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the written terms and conditions, everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll above that long line. I don't want to walk you through everything. Obviously, your time is valuable. Google, though, is going to be our main focus, pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will be choosing Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls, too. So we will, in fact, mirror the content on Bing. Of course, we're doing the Facebook paid ads, we're doing the website for you, etc. Now you'll see the long line and below it, it populates your mobile number in 3 boxes. We do want you to click on all 3 of those boxes. One, that you do agree to allow us to send SMS or text messages. One, that you certify you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. And the other, that you understand that it is automatic and recurring payments. But of course it's month to month and you can stop at any time. Once you have all 3 of those boxes clicked, Jeremy, the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it is where you would want to click and either type in or copy and paste Jeremy K. McCoy. It needs to be an exact match of your name there, so it is case sensitive. Usually the system doesn't want the period after the middle initial, doesn't like punctuation in that particular field. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for the confirmed signature box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But clicking on that does a few things. Of course, lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce the cost, that we waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the PIN card or start the verification process by phone, email, or video, and of course to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. It looks like you were successful in submitting that form. It will probably prompt you to log into your tracking system, which as I mentioned, you do not need to do right now. Our automated system does though think that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. Neither of which is really true at this point. But you are all set and squared away on our end. We will do that client interview tomorrow in that 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock hour tomorrow. If I am in between phone calls, I'm going to be on that beginning part of the call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I will certainly try to keep my phone line open. If for some reason I'm already on a call, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website built, getting it out there in front of more people, getting your phone ringing, and earning your business 1 month at a time. If you can start thinking about photos that you want on your website, but do keep in mind anything and everything can be updated down the road. We can always add new photos to your website. In fact, there will be a website editor tool, Jeremy, that you'll have access to as part of your client dashboard, your tracking, reporting, and so much more. If you want to add photos to your website, if you want to put in a senior discount, holiday special, military discount, 10% off a specific service. If you want to make any changes to your website or whether you want us to take care of everything and make those changes for you, there's never any additional cost to make changes to your website, to change the phone number, or to make any additional content changes. Other than that, like I said, I hope that I'm available between calls tomorrow when our technician calls you right out or shortly after 6 o'clock. But you have a great rest of the night. You take care. Real pleasure speaking with you, sir.
All right. Sounds good. You too.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. McCoy. Take care, Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you.